For the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Our guy, Lane Grindle. Lane, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are we doing today?
Excellent.
We are so good, Lane. They're taking the tarp off the field at American Family here. They're getting it all spruced up, waiting for you and the team to come back.
Cannot wait to get back. Of course, we've got three big games in the Bronx before that.
Yes.
Hopefully we come back with some wins in our back pocket before that home opener on March 31st.
All right, we got to talk about a couple of these guys because everybody's talking about them. Let's start with Brandon Woodruff. He sounded genuinely excited. He's a pretty low-key guy at how his last outing went. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first time he'd been on a big league mound in a game situation since September 23rd of 23. So for anybody in that type of a scenario, you're going to have some jitters. You're going to be a little bit nervous, even if it is a spring training outing. And it was just one inning because with all the adrenaline that the doctors and trainers and everybody figured he was going to have going through him, they just wanted him to get out there for an inning and get through it healthy and feel good. And I was there. I was on the call for that inning. And I will tell you, you should never get too read too much into spring training results. Certainly one inning is not a big sample size, but what you were looking for was how does the stuff look? He threw a couple really good changeups. He threw a slider in there that was pretty darn good. And the fastball ticked up all the way to 95 at one point. This is a guy that probably when he's all the way back is going to sit 96 to maybe 98 on the top end. But to see him hit 95 at this juncture is really encouraging. So I'm excited about what Brandon Woodruff's going to be able to put together. Now, they're not going to rush him back. He won't be on the opening day roster. But do you see him at some point in mid-May, maybe, somewhere around there? That could be. And if his stuff looks like the Brandon Woodruff of 2023 before the injury, well, the Brewers got one of the better pitchers in the National League in that scenario. So this is a big development for the Brewers. They'll take it slow with him. But it was a big, big step for Brandon Woodruff yesterday. It was great.
Interesting,
to see.
Lane, because afterwards, I could hear in his voice, it was shaky. I could hear it when he was talking to the reporters afterwards. So were people nervous or jittery because they were scared he might get hurt again? They were scared that, does he still have it?
No, I don't think there was nerves about that. I think it's just the process of getting back on the mound again after such a long time off. Now, he'd been on a mound, and
confidence.
He pitched in a minor league game the week before, but it's just about that element, to be in that element again of a big league spring training game, facing big league hitters. That was just a step in this process back, and it was a really big one. So I think there's just naturally some nerves and adrenaline that hadn't been there for a while, probably since the end of September 2023 when he made that start against the Marlins. So I just think it was such a big milestone in this recovery, and shoulder injuries are really hard to come back from. I mean, we hear about Tommy John all the time, but there's a template basically of how you rehab your elbow and you get back from Tommy John, and a lot of guys come back and they're even better after they go through the rehab process of Tommy John in 2025. We've made so much progress with that injury. But shoulders are always a wild card, and the timetable changes from one guy to the next. How effective they are when they come back varies as well. So this is a big, major surgery that he had, and he's taken his time getting back from it. And you've put so much into this process if you're Brandon, and now you're kind of on the precipice of realizing the fruits of the labor, if you will. So I'm excited for him. I just think this is a great thing, and he's one of the best guys you'll ever be around. I mean, everybody's cheering for Brandon Woodruff. That's why he's still in the organization, even though he's gone through these injuries.
Interesting.
What are you most looking forward to getting back here into Milwaukee? I mean, your wife and kids got to be at the top of the list. What else?
Yeah, I just put them on a plane back to Milwaukee yesterday, so they came back to snow. They weren't overly happy with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course, that, my dog crew, always excited to see him when I get back, too. But just getting back to the ballpark, because that is the rhythm of the regular season is just so magical when you work in Major League Baseball. And Spring training's amazing. I mean, you got great weather. You have some days off down here, so you're able to go golf one day or do some cool stuff like that. But nothing can really replace what the rhythm of the regular season is like. I mean, you just fall into this routine, and it's just, if you're not in it like the broadcasters are or the players are on a much different level, that's even more intensive because they're spending more time at the ballpark. It's hard to explain it, but it just feels right, and it's so comfortable, and I just love once we get into that rhythm of the regular season, and we're about to kind of get into that rhythm, and there's always a big excitement about it, and I think just the optimism of a new year. I like this team a lot. I am really bullish on this team. The young energy, the young talent, a year older for a lot of these guys. Again, I don't try to read too much into spring training results, but what I've seen from Jackson Churio, the way Christian Yelich has looked, Rhys Hoskins looks another year healthier from that injury. I just think this is a team that has a lot of things going well. They got a little bit of an injury situation from a pitching standpoint with Myers now being down for a little bit, but the Brewers have always done a good job of having a lot of depth and finding ways to work through pitching injuries, and this year doesn't look like it's going to be an exception to that. They're going to have to be creative at times to probably weather the month of April, but there's also a little bit more off days early on in the year, so if you're going to have your pitching depth challenged, sometimes early is not the worst thing because you have more off days built in there. But I like this team a lot, guys, and I'm excited to see them get started.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, we're glad to have you every Monday, Lane.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being part of our team.
Love it. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Excellent.